Now, as a segue, in the event that you pig-headed people decide that this is in Alpine's best interests, I would like to, I have not heard any significant conditions put on the application. I have not seen anything. I have not seen the application reworded to say whether it was strictly commercial or whether it would in fact address some kind of affordable housing. So I would ask, if you do recommend approval, that you put in writing conditions. All lighting be dark sky compliant. That's a huge aspect of Alpine. Reduce the density of sites by at least 50%. Maximum density for multifamily residential developments per the Alpine Community Plan on page 22 is no more than 4 dwellings per acre. That's the plan. Require on-site management to help control lights and noise at night and to help encourage people there to be firewise. Assess a cost of development fee, which is clearly outlined and discussed in the Apache County Comprehensive Plan, that the developer can contribute to, can pay a cost of development fee, which not only provides something good for the community, but also provides something good for the development. And that could be something like a sidewalk or a path to connect the development or a walk around the perimeter of the development. And then finally, please require that all runoff, both flowing on and flowing off of that property, is controlled, is treated, and is infiltrated in order to help preserve the riparian characteristics. And I'll be, I'm sure you're going to see that in a letter from me sometime soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. McKinley. Frank Gonzalez. Oh.
Hi, Frank Gonzalez, 29 County Road, 2082 in Alpine. I want to thank everybody here that spoke to you, and I want to thank you guys for listening. It's hard. I want to tell you that this has really been a divisive thing in our small town. This is kind of on a personal kind of thing. You know, I'm from a small town. I live in a small town. I've been in public service a long time, and I try to treat everyone exactly the same, whether it's Mr. Gomez or it's the people who do not want his RV park. This is really, really been a difficult situation. I've been in Alpine 9 years now, and I've never seen a town blow up over an issue such as this. And I just want you to know, I think you have a difficult job to do, and I respect what you're doing. And I want to thank you for your time and listening to me earlier and the time that you put into this. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank.
I got it.
Okay, let's move right along. And go to item number 4, which is approval of the minutes from September 1st meeting. What is your preference? Acceptance of the meeting. I call for a motion.
So move.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. Who was that? That was Brad?
Yes.
Jervis. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
We have
attendance.
Two abstain. Mr. Fite. Okay. And anybody say no?
Three abstain. Brad Jarvis wasn't here.
You abstain. So there's three abstain. Did you get that clear, Ms. Pierce?
Three abstain.
Yes. Okay. All yeses.
All yes.
Yes.
Except for. Okay, let's move on. Item number 5. It's public hearing, consideration, and possible recommendation for approval of a subdivision major plat amendment application to allow Becky Ivins, I believe that's correct, Ivins, yeah, to split her 9.3-acre a lot, creating 5 new lots, 4 of which are 1-acre lots, and one 1.3-acre lot. Property is located in the Hidden Paradise subdivision in Vernon with a